All right. Extend greetings to you all in the precious name of Jesus. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we come before you this morning and we thank you for your goodness, for your mercy. We just ask your blessing upon this time together. Lord, just fill us with your Spirit. God, give us wisdom, understanding. Help us as we open your word to hear it, Father. Take heed to it and understand it, Lord. Again, we just want to thank you for all that you do for us. Help us be faithful in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I want to start, open our Bibles to 2 Chronicles. Begin reading in verse 13. Second Chronicles, begin reading in verse 13. Chapter 7. Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 13. All right. This is after Solomon had finished building the temple and everything seemed to be in order. The kingdom of Israel had completed the temple, the things were all set in order. And then the title said, God appears to Solomon. In verse 13 it says, if I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will be merciful to their sins and heal their land. Now my ears will be open and my eyes will be opened and my ears will hear the prayer of this place. Now I want to just look at this. Things were in order. Everything was where it was supposed to be. And God appeared to Solomon and said, if I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or I command the locusts to devour the land, or if pestilence among my people. Whenever things are out of order, there are things that God puts in place or allows to put in place to show us that things are out of order, even though they may appear to be in order. I've used this before. I've preached about this, that where it talks about the remedy for a revival. Before there can be any kind of a revival, there has to be a recognition that there's a problem, that there's not one. And this is giving the example of he wasn't going to send any rain. That he would shut up heaven and then he would allow the locusts to devour the land. And if we look at that in a spiritual thing, spiritual way, we can see that this is how God deals with the church sometimes, or the nation, that he shuts up heaven where it doesn't rain anymore. there's just not that fruitfulness in spiritual things. It's dried up. Things are slow. And then it talks about He's sending a locust to devour the land. You know, if we just look at the country around us, the world around us, it's just in chaos. If we would look at it from a spiritual level, we could see that there's not much rain from God coming upon the land. We can see that there's locusts devouring everything around us. If we would look at this in the spiritual way. I mean, the things that are happening today, we look at them through the physical eyes and we see them and we wonder, how in the world can things like this go on? But if you look at them through the spiritual eyes, you can see the reason why things are going on. The locusts are devouring the land. We live in a time where it seems like mental disease, psychological problems are just running rampant through the land. And instead of actually trying to help them, the people that are in this condition, they're the ones leading the things that are going on. We've appointed them or put them into places of leadership. And everybody listens to them and gives them ear instead of trying to help them. We're all sitting at their feet, waiting for their counsel. That's a way that we can recognize that the locusts are devouring the land. This is the way Satan operates. The things that are going on around us, the problems that people are having, the mental issues, the anxiety, the stress, the pressure, all of those things, they affect us. The important thing is not to let those things rule us, but to overcome them. Just like in the world. Instead of letting the people that are not of sound mental judgment becoming the leaders, we should know how to overcome them. Today, we live in a world where confused people don't know whether they're boys or girls. They don't know whether they're men or women. Everything's in confusion. And instead of overcoming and helping, trying to help them, we just put them into the leadership. We just give them an ear because they're suffering, or we just let them rule. And it's the same way whenever these things attack us. It's the same spirit. Whenever these things come upon us and try to take over us, instead of listening to them and putting them in a place of position in our lives, we need to overcome them. The Bible says that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but that of a sound mind, so that we can fight this battle. One of the things the Bible talks all through is seek wisdom. And wisdom is nothing but a sound mind, just applying what's right in every situation. That's what wisdom is. It's no great feat. It's just a man that is able to see things the way they truly are in their natural state and applying the knowledge that God has given to work out each situation. That's all wisdom is. It's seeing things the way they really are instead of succumbing to some kind of fear or succumbing to some kind of anxiety or power or pressure that's not of a sound mind. Our responsibility as Christians, as disciples, is to keep ourselves in a place where we can overcome the crazy, if you will, and be able to help it instead of letting it rule us. And it's so easy for us to do that. We see it happen. There's things going on today in the world that we would think, there is no way. How could this be going on? And it simply happens because we've allowed, we've given it voice. We've given the crazy voice power. And so we listen to it. And so we listen to it for a while, and pretty soon it gets more people listening to it. And the next thing you know, the crazy voice is in power. And now you either go along with it or you get smacked down because you don't. And it's the same thing. We see that in the world. But the same method, the same way that works is the way it works in our spiritual life too. If we in our own minds and in our own soul and in our own heart begin to listen to the crazy, to listen to the confused, to listen to the fearful, we allow that to grow and get bigger and bigger and bigger. And guess what? It gets more powerful. And pretty soon, it's controlling us and we have very little power over it anymore. But that's what Jesus came to give us power over. To give us courage and strength to rise up. All of these examples in the Bible of faithful men and brethren that were given by the young people, they fought the same battles. The way they overcame it was they followed the sound mind instead of allowing the fearful mind to control. Instead of allowing the confused mind, they overcame it. We are not unaware of Satan's devices. If we just actually sit back and look how he works, we can see a pattern of how he operates. We have the sign out there, and our motto is the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Trying to keep the faith that was once delivered to the saints. When I say faith, the first thing we think of is, most people, when they think of faith, is the dogma that they're applying their life to. And that's my faith. We hear of people of the Muslim faith or the Buddhist faith, and they talk about my faith. But it's about their ideology, the way they think, the dogma, the rules that they're living their lives by. So whenever we hear the faith, that's what we think of. You know why? It's because Satan takes something good, the same words, and uses the same words, and hijacks it to where it means something different. So that he can say the same words that we know, but in our minds they mean something different than what they actually are. Says the words, So now that's what that means instead of what it really means. Faith is trusting in Jesus. It's living our lives, resting in Him, walking with Him, obeying Him, listening to Him. Not just a religious Christian dogma. Well, I'm of the Christian faith because I keep all the teachings of the New Testament. No. Faith is whenever you are actually trusting in the Lord and walking in His ways. Trusting Him. Resting that whatever comes upon you in this life, He's allowed it. And you can rest in that. You can be at peace whenever you trust Him. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, then I will heal their lands. We see the turmoil in the world today, so we try to elect somebody different to fix all the problems. Yeah, we love some of the ideas that people that are trying to fix things, that people are actually trying to do what's right. Yeah, we want that. We love that. But that's just putting a band-aid on things. That's just prolonging the crazy for a little while. The way you fix things is right here. My people, which are called by my name. Do you know who is responsible? It's not 10 million voters voting one way or another. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. If there's 1% of the world Christian that's truly following Jesus, if there's 1%, they have the power over the 99% to form or to change the direction of this world. The one little percent has it in their power to control the direction of the whole world. There's a responsibility that comes with being a disciple. We can just coast along, live it out just fine, our life, next generation, who cares? If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will heal their land. Do we want the land healed? Or do we just want a band-aid put over it? We have a recipe. We have a responsibility. We have a way to affect the world. You know, we don't think of ourselves as being that important sometimes. I'm just nobody. You know, there's a less than 1% right now that are out there stirring up all kinds of trouble, making their voices heard, just causing riots and all kinds of things all around us. There's not very many of them. And look how they're affecting. People are scared. People are afraid. Look how they're affecting the whole world. Look how they're changing the thought pattern and the direction of the whole world around us. Just a few people screaming and yelling and throwing rocks and breaking things, making a lot of noise. And everybody is afraid because they don't want to offend them. They don't want to say the wrong words in front of them, lest they set them off. Just like a spoiled brat, just making sure that they get everything they want, that every little piece of candy and everything they need is handed to them, lest they throw a fit. One little small portion of the world is changing things. How much more can one little portion of the world with God in their power, with God and His promise here, affect the world? If my people, you know, we talk about this, oh, the world's getting so bad, God's going to get mad and destroy it because they're so bad. It's the saints that preserve this world. And when the saints fail, that's when He destroys it. Not because of how wicked it is, but because the saints haven't done their part. What are they supposed to do? Go out and turn the world upside down, throwing a fit and raising all kinds of ruckus? It's not the way. Making sure we get all the votes. If my people will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will heal their land. You see, the Lord said, if I shut up heaven, if I send the locusts, that's a sign. That's the light switch coming on to the church. He's the one sending all this stuff going on around us. Not that He's responsible for it, but He's sending it. Sometimes throughout history, had to get pretty bad before the church ever woke up again. Before the church ever humbled themselves and prayed and sought His face. And every time they did, guess what happened? He healed the land. Might not have been in their generation. You know, the people that we've always said the pioneers are the ones that take the arrows. Sometimes you stand up, it looks like you're failing. Sometimes you start doing what's right, you're the one that gets attacked. These things that are coming upon us, these spirits and powers that are coming upon us, if we try to do what's right, you're going to get hit. You try to truly get close to this, it's going to come after you, and everybody's going to think, well, you're just as bad as everybody else, or you're just in the same place. But just like the ones we've held up today, the heroes, they went through this thing. They went past. You know, whenever we come through a struggle, so often, we try to fight. What? We try to fix it. What? We try to do everything we can. And what we really need to do is just submit to what's going on and go through it. Quit having all the grand ideas of coasting through life. Accept ourselves where we're at and just go through it. Whenever we start getting anxious, one of the worst things that we can do is start fighting that, because that just makes it worse. It makes it worse. So we fight it harder, and it makes it worse. Go through it. Let go. Whenever we learn to let go of things, you know, it's like a child holding on to something. The more they try to hold on to it, the less they're going to get it. But then as soon as they let go, it's over. And oftentimes, they just get what they just let go of. That's the way it is with God. When we let go of all of these things, we talk about faith. When we let go of ourselves, let go of trying to save ourselves, let go of trying to preserve ourselves, God can just step right in and help us. We're looking for peace. We're looking for comfort. We're looking all these things, and we're searching. And God's just waiting for us just to let go of yourself and trust Him. He that loses his life will find it. Quit trying to save everything. Quit trying to save yourself. Quit trying to preserve yourself. The harder you try, the more frustrated you get. But whenever you're able to let go is whenever trust comes in. And that's where peace comes. The faith that was once delivered to the saint is like a grain of mustard seed, the smallest on earth. Everything else is bigger. Faith is just laying there, a little bitty thing, overlooked. And everybody's trying everything else except for that one little thing that's laying there overlooked. But someone comes along and tries it, and it's like the little mustard seed, and it becomes the biggest plant there is, that the birds can even nest in it. That's the way the kingdom of God is. One of the sayings that people say of definitions of insanity is someone who tries and tries and tries the same thing over and over again, and every time they try it, they expect a different result. And it fails, and they go back and try it again. We see that in the world. These cities, they try all their plans. They have all their leaders that are promising them everything in the world. And every time there's an election, they come along and promise them the same thing. And they're expecting a different result. And they get the same old thing. Called insanity. And yet we do the same thing. We try the same old things over and over again, expecting a different result. Let go. Try letting go. Try taking everything away except God's hand underneath you. Let go of all the little things you're holding on to. And until you get to the place where there's nothing but God's hand under you, you'll just be tangled up in everything, hoping for a better result. Those of a sound mind, everything's gone but the invisible hand of God. And it's the firmest foundation you'll ever stand on. May the Lord add His blessings. Anyone have anything you'd like to share?
I appreciate the message.
Thanks the Lord.
Let's think of how our first tendency often is when we're going through something hard and it's an infirmity and maybe, you know, right away we just don't, we see that somebody that's close to us, we see whether they understand or whether they don't. And it's so easy to focus on that, but I think you touched on a little bit about a secret, you know. What if we could just see past that, forget about whether they understand or not. And if they're not struggling with that thing we're struggling with, what if you just get close to them and learn their secret? Seek to learn their secret. Why they just breeze through that?
Right.
Struggle with the same thing. What a blessing.
Praise the Lord.
Someday beyond the reach of mortal care. Sweet.